now. Well, I was indeed pleasure to be invited back into your vibrato liver once again. And we would like to take a moment to relax, express our greetings we ask of you, and as well to express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin on this evening, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon or this evening. Now, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this past, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent and alter your consciousness and enter into what you like to refer to as that meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, you have that opportunity to interact and to share with other entities that would be with us in this evening, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self. And many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that silent communication and that telepathic interaction, if you wish, and to express that intent and to alter your consciousness. And however, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, brief description of this reality that you choose to exist in. You exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. It doesn't really matter what terminology you utilize to describe or to explain this reality that you exist in. But we utilize the term vibrational level because it gives us the opportunity to attempt to explain to you the difference between your reality and any other reality. You see, in your reality, in your vibrational level, you put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in all your levels of consciousness, particularly in your awake consciousness state and in your altered state of consciousness as well, in your meditative state, in your deep dream state, and in your even what we like to refer to as the between incarnational state. When you die, in other words, it doesn't matter what level of consciousness you're involved in this vibrational level, you still, to some extent, operate within the limitations that you put in place as a result of the electromagnetic field that we like to refer to as the veil. It limits primarily your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It also limits the capacity of others existing outside of your vibrational level to interfere in your creation process. The irony of it is that there are not entities existing outside of your vibrational level who wish to interfere in your creation process. But nonetheless, you put in place that limitation. And so, you exist in a vibrational level. A unique vibrational level because of that electromagnetic type of energy. However, beyond that specific particular involvement that you have in this vibrational level, this vibrational level is similar to all of the other vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation. You, however, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, have absolutely no concept of who and what you truly are. And you go to great lengths to sustain that. And so you exist in a vibrational level. You exist in a vibrational level, and in order to make that feel real, you put in place beliefs and belief systems. You have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. That's the belief systems that you all agree to participate in. It's like a human consciousness consensus that you will all establish and participate and sustain these particular human consciousness belief systems. And an example would be to refer to laws of physics, which, for all intents and purposes, you find very difficult to alter or to step outside of human consciousness belief systems. Perhaps the most difficult human consciousness belief system that you put in place and you participate and you perpetuate is your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't exist. They only exist in your so-called awakened consciousness state and to various degrees in your other altered states of consciousness. And you go to great lengths to make it appear that it's real. You have an evolutionary process. You enter into a particular incarnational period, and you are born into that incarnational period, and you go through your infancy and your adolescence and through your adulthood and eventually into your senior years, and then you die. And so you go through that evolutionary process that validates that it's real, that it's beyond your control. And then you have what we refer to as the societal belief systems, and yes, if you are familiar with various societal belief systems, you, in this society that you exist in, hold various beliefs and various activities that you participate in that are not held in other communities on the other side of your so-called earth system. Different societies with different societal belief systems, and then you have the individual belief systems. The ones that you put in place many times in your altered state of consciousness, but that you have the capacity to alter in your so-called awakened consciousness state, and indeed to various other levels of consciousness that you exist in and participate throughout this particular lifetime that you choose to believe that you are existing in and is all there really is. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so, what becomes difficult for you to grasp is the understanding that all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation exist in the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't exist. And it becomes very difficult to give you an explanation, because every time someone chooses to attempt an explanation, they rely on your belief in time and space and utilize throughout your vocabulary various terminology that validate and perpetuate that belief in time and space. For example, to suggest that you live in the now is to suggest that there is somehow a past and there is the now, which is your present, and there is the future. It's an illusion. It doesn't really exist. Time and space are illusionary. And consequently, all of the vibrational levels that exist throughout all of creation exist in the same time and same space. It's just a matter of altering your various levels of consciousness, become aware of those other various vibrational levels that are existing in the same time and same space. And there's a very easy and very accurate analogy that we like to utilize to give you an example of what it's like to be existing in the same time and same space. You all absolutely understand throughout your Earth atmosphere there are a multitude of various types of frequencies, radio frequencies, that are existing in the same time in the same space. And you understand as well that through the utilization of some of your apparatus, it's possible for you to tune into one particular vibration, one particular radio frequency, if you wish, while eliminating all the rest. And yet you absolutely understand they all exist in the same time and same space. And so it is that you choose to tap into, and you choose to have your consciousness be aware of this particular incarnational period, while all of the other vibrational levels that exist are existing within that same time and same space, you simply choose to ignore them. Now, what you find even more difficult to accept is that if time and space are illusionary, and if you believe in reincarnation and that you're existing in other realities and other lifetimes, they also exist in the same time and same space. You like to utilize this terminology of past life, never considering that other lives, including future lives, what you might term as future lives, are existing within the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary. You are a multidimensional personality, existing in and experiencing a multitude of incarnational periods in the same time and same space. It's an illusion. And that becomes difficult to grasp because, once again, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And it makes it real. The reason that you choose to exist in this vibrational level is so alarmingly simple that it is one that is easily discarded as not being possible. You see, you choose to exist in this vibrational level to put in place those limitations of understanding of who and what you truly are, of how it is that you create this reality, for the possibility of experiencing intense ranges of emotions and feelings that are only possible to experience when you believe you're not in control. Consider that for a moment. Again, we have a favorite analogy to give you an example. Each of you are familiar with entering into a theater and seeing a projection of light upon a screen. And you understand absolutely that what you're experiencing is someone else's interpretation of a particular storyline, if you wish, or a particular series of events. And you understand absolutely that it's illusionary. And yet you have that capacity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. What's even more interesting, that while you're sitting in that theater, you can see that particular projection upon the screen, and you can even get a sense of a passage of time which is far greater than the few moments that you're sitting within the theater. And you can accept all of that, allowing you to experience emotions and feelings. But you see, you understand as well that that's an illusion. So the emotions and feelings are not nearly as intense when you leave the theater, however. Now you're in the real world. And now those relationships and the emotions and feelings that you feel in those relationships, now they're real. Now if you're having problems with abundance, now that's real. It's no longer an illusion. That's the real world. Because you don't understand that you're in control. And you don't understand that you're blocking your ability to know who and what you truly are, blocking your ability to understand that you are the creator of that reality, because it gives you the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are much more intense than what you experienced in the theater, where you knew it was illusionary. But in this real world, now that's real. And you go to great lengths to hide from that knowledge that you are the creator. And you do it because in this real world, as well as the world being real, then the emotions and feelings are more intense and more real. Beyond your capacity to control, you believe. And so that's why you exist in this vibrational level, for that opportunity to experience intense range of emotions and feelings. It seems alarmingly simple, but we would challenge each of you to take any activity that you participate in and continue to break it down as to why you're involved in that activity. And eventually, you will come to the conclusion that because there's this desire to experience a certain type of emotion and feeling, that's why you exist in your vibrational level. That's why you choose to hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. Now, what becomes even more difficult for you to believe that this intense range of emotions and feelings does not always transpire into what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being positive or desirable types of experiences and emotions and feelings. You see, you desire to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. And it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you choose to label it as being desirable or less than desirable. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that you apply that type of judgment. You see, from the level of which you create this vibrational level, from the level of which you create the opportunity to experience those feelings, there is no such judgment. That spark of consciousness that you are validates the beliefs that you hold and does so without deciding or judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. It validates what you hold as a belief and rejoices in the creation process. And that becomes difficult for one to grasp, particularly when you're involved in certain types of relationships that you may view as being less than desirable. Particularly when you're involved in certain types of relationships where one is what you might refer to as being in an abusive situation. It becomes very difficult to accept that that's your responsibility, that you agree at some level of your consciousness to participate in that particular activity, in that relationship, for the purpose of experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings. Very difficult to accept when one is involved in some type of a what you refer to as a terminal illness, that that's a validation of a belief that you hold based upon what it is that you desire, many times put in place in your altered state of consciousness, but nonetheless validated, brought into this reality based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon what it is that you believe you're going to experience, based upon the expectations that you hold, based upon your beliefs and attitudes. You see, not only is it simple to break down why you exist in this vibrational level for that opportunity to experience those intense range of emotions and feelings, but it's also simple to break down the validation of how you create this reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. The validation of the belief you hold, without exception. You see, you assemble in this particular space on this evening. And for many it was like there were certain circumstances that you put in place to bring you here. But the difficulty that you have accepting is that each of you interacted at some level of your consciousness to agree, to participate, and to be involved in this activity on this evening. There is absolutely no coincidental occurrence in your reality. You create it all. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your belief. If you don't like your reality, change your belief. And that can be very difficult many times, because you see, you believe that when you are in your awakened consciousness state, that this is it, that this is the most important part. And we're suggesting to each of you that this is the most illusionary part. And it's in your altered state of consciousness, in your other levels of consciousness, that you put in place many of the belief systems that are the belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And many times it can be very difficult for you to accept and to get a grasp and an understanding of what that belief or belief system is that you utilize to create the reality. And you see, we use the terminology of belief system because it's not just a simple belief, but rather a combination of your beliefs and belief systems. Your human consciousness belief systems, your societal belief systems, and your individual belief systems, all interacting with each other to create and to validate the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, in this illusion that you exist in. Now, it's important to understand that we use that terminology of illusion, but it doesn't mean that it's an insignificant reality or an insignificant illusion. Absolutely not. But rather that it is an illusion nonetheless. It's your creation. It's your creation. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And many times those beliefs are put in place, once again, in your altered states of consciousness. What your difficulty in accepting and understanding is that in your altered state of consciousness, in your deep dream state, you interact with this multidimensional personality that you are, and you interact with a multitude of entities. You are one. You are all connected. You are not separate. And you interact, and you put in place and alter and shift the beliefs and belief systems to correct the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Even if in your awakened consciousness state, once again, you believe that that reality is less than desirable. And we'll utilize again that example of the individual being involved in a what you would refer to as an abusive situation or relationship. You choose to be involved. That becomes difficult to accept, particularly when it's a child that's involved. But we're suggesting that that child is in a state within this particular incarnational period that's validated once again through an evolutionary process, but the time and space are simply illusionary, and that child is an entity that at some level of its consciousness is absolutely aware of the utilization of beliefs and belief systems and the correction of the reality that they experience in that awakened consciousness state. Difficult to understand and accept, but nonetheless, consider the alternative. The alternative is that you're not in control. The alternative is that you are at the mercy of some other individual or entity, or that you are simply experiencing particular realities on a whim. It's not that way. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And many times, once again, those beliefs are put in your altered states of consciousness, in your between incarnational states. You see, your scientists are beginning to understand that the DNA that you utilize to comprise your physical being carries within it not only the various physical attributes that are responsible for the physical being that you are, but there is that other part of the DNA that at one time they thought was rather useless, that it was a carryover, if you wish, from the evolutionary process. Now they're beginning to understand that contained within that DNA are potential realities, potential circumstances that you can experience in your particular incarnational period. For example, you might put in place in your DNA the possibility that at some particular time, if you wish, within this incarnational period, you will develop a certain type of disease. The potential exists for that. It's a possibility at that point. It exists. And depending upon the choices and decisions that you make, depending upon your lifestyle, if you wish, that is a result of your choices and decisions, it's a result of your thoughts and feelings, it's a result of what you choose to bring into your reality, it's a result of how you choose to carry on your day-to-day activities, you actually, through that choices and decisions and thoughts and feelings and all of your expectations, you actually alter the energy that surrounds your DNA. And you take that particular belief that's seemingly been dormant in your DNA and it's been there as a possibility, and you turn it into a probability. And you bring it into your reality and you experience the disease from a belief that you put in place in your between incarnational state at that level of consciousness. Those particular belief systems are very difficult for you to grasp and to understand because you make them difficult. You're not some entity out there that's controlling your reality. If you wish to believe that you're not in control, you can have that, absolutely, and you'll create all types of realities to validate that belief You can have that. It's not right or wrong. You see, once again, that spark of consciousness that creates the reality that you experience does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but rather gives to you that which you desire. So if you desire to believe that you're not in control, you can have that, absolutely. If you desire to believe that there's some huge entity out there that you like to refer to as the creator or a God that's creating new reality, you can have that as well. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. If you choose to believe that you have guides and angels that are influencing and controlling and helping you in your reality, you can have that as well. It's not right or wrong, have whatever it is that you desire. The spark of consciousness that you are gives you that which you desire to validate your belief systems and does not judge whether it's right or wrong. But comes with it that understanding that if you believe you're not in control, then you will have all types of realities that validate the belief that you're not in control. If you choose to believe that it's very difficult for you to experience abundance, for example, then you will create all types of realities to validate that belief system. And the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. If you believe that it's difficult to be involved in a relationship, in a lasting, loving relationship, then you can have that as well. It's not right or wrong, it's a choice that you make. What do you believe? What do you expect? Expectation. What do you expect to bring into your reality? You see, the spark of consciousness gives to you that which you desire. Validate your belief system without judging whether it's right or wrong. And once again, many of those belief systems were put in place in your altered state of consciousness. You have, however, as a human consciousness, through your so-called past, through your history, have chosen to alter the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And it was a very subtle alteration of the energy, absolutely. Practically unnoticed by the majority of individuals existing within your vibrational level. But nonetheless, as a human consciousness, each of you participated in the alteration of that energy, and in your so-called year of 2012, you completed that transformation into what we refer to as the New Age and New Energy. The unique situation about this New Age and New Energy is that you now have, as a result of your choice, the capacity to influence your reality from a state of consciousness, awake consciousness, that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your history. Not impossible, but difficult. And as a result of that alteration of that energy, you now are consciously influencing your reality, once again in a manner that was very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. Now when we suggested that this alteration was about to occur, many assumed that suddenly your Earth's atmosphere and suddenly the existence in your realities would all improve. We didn't suggest that. We suggested that you will consciously influence your reality. The thoughts that you hold in the center of your consciousness have a much greater capacity and opportunity to become real, to become an experience than what it was possible for you to achieve in your so-called old age energy. Whether it's right or wrong, whether it's desirable or less than desirable, is your awake human consciousness concept. The spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. So now in this new age and new energy, you're beginning to experience alterations. Not only in your individual interaction, beginning to realize that it's possible through holding conscious thought, through utilizing your imagination, through knowing what it is that you desire, and through understanding the necessity for expectation and what it takes to have that expectation, to have the capacity to influence your reality consciously. You are now experiencing this conscious alteration in influence of your reality in a manner, once again, that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called time. And so, perhaps more than ever, it's important for you to know and to understand the impact that your consciousness is having upon the reality that you experience, both as individuals, as a society, and as a human consciousness. A difficult concept to grasp, but nonetheless, one which you can utilize, absolutely. And so it's important to know what it is that you desire. It's important to utilize your imagination. It's important to understand that the thoughts and feelings that you hold influence your choices and decisions, that influence your reality, that are impacted by what it is that you believe. And from what it is you believe, you develop your attitudes. And all of those combined are influenced by your expectations. You see, it's fine to, in your awakened consciousness, that desire to have a certain type of experience. And you even go through all of the imaginary process of what it would be like to have that. That's what you desire. You begin to utilize certain types of imagery, if you wish, certain methods or techniques to bring this desired reality into being. But then, when it comes right down to it, you don't really expect that it's possible. You don't hold the expectation. And consequently, you have difficulty in achieving that reality. Each of you are familiar with the entities who seem to have absolutely no difficulty in creating abundance. It's because they own that belief system. It's because they have the expectation that it will be there. It's not right or wrong. It's simply a choice. It's a belief system that they hold. And there's that individual who may, for example, have absolutely no difficulty in correcting abundance, may have entirely different results when it comes to correcting and being involved in relationships. Now relationships, now that's difficult. And yet you see, for another individual, relationships can be exactly the opposite. Relationships are easy. Individuals who have no trouble being involved in relationships, who have no trouble having that expectation that they can be involved in loving, giving types of relationships. But however, some of those individuals may think that abundance is difficult. Now that's real. Money is real. That's a solid thing. Relationships is simply an emotional experience. But money, now that's real. It's all an illusion. It's not real, except that you choose to believe that it's real. It's an illusion. And in this new age and new energy, this illusion is being affected more by your conscious thoughts and experiences than it is impossible for you to achieve in your past. At least, it's more difficult for you to achieve in your past, in your so-called past. And we utilize that terminology simply because it gives you an explanation that you can grasp based upon your belief in time and space. You see, in your so-called past, in what we have referred to as the Lemurian periods and the Atlantean periods, you absolutely understood that you could consciously influence your reality in a manner that we were much more efficient at than you are even now in this new age and new energy. So it's not new. It's simply an alteration that you choose to experience in this incarnational period in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And so now in this new age and new energy, you have individuals who are beginning to hold in their consciousness the concept that it's possible for you to be involved in what you like to refer to as teleportation. The process is quite simple. You have but to believe. You see, this is an illusion. The spark of consciousness that you are exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. You know, simply a case of you transporting your consciousness from one area to another, but rather being aware that you're already there. It's an illusion. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. You are all that is. You are one. And so, this teleportation, because there are so many entities who in this new age and new energy are holding it as a consciousness thought, is something that is becoming not only a possibility, but a probability, and something that you have the capacity to experience, absolutely. You're also beginning to believe and to hold this belief system that it's possible for you to tap into the energy in your Earth system, to have an unlimited supply of energy that has absolutely no impact upon your environmental system. What do you believe? It's an illusion. You not only can, but you do have whatever it is that you desire. In the so-called Atlantean period, they had and understood a certain type of technology that allowed them to utilize the energy in your atmosphere without having to go through the type of conversion that you believe is necessary in this particular vibrational level, in this particular era that you live in. You see, you exist in now an era where you believe that fossil fuels are the primary access for fuel. What creates the fossil fuel? It's creation from your environment. It's a creation from your belief that the sun is the source of energy that you utilize to create those fossil fuels. Through the process of photosynthesis, through the process of various types of elements being converted over a period of time, it makes it more real. The irony of it is that you can have access to that particular type of energy without having to go through all of that transformation of the energy to make it something that you can utilize. A process that they were quite proficient at using in your so-called Atlantean period. What do you believe? It's really that simple. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And in this new age and new energy, you're finding individuals who are entering into a particular incarnational period who are bringing with them that understanding. They own it. They don't necessarily understand the concept, but they do own the belief that they can have what it is that they desire. And so you're seeing these so-called new children, which are simply entities who are existing in a multitude of other incarnational periods, who are entering into this particular incarnational period and bringing with them, within their consciousness, this belief system that you can consciously influence your reality. And they own that belief system. And consequently, they are accomplishing things that you look upon as being almost impossible for those children to accomplish. And you utilize the term that they are the indigo children that are being born into this new age and new energy. They are your next generation. And should you continue upon the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, should you continue to alter this reality in the manner that you are progressing, the next generation we would forecast as being individuals who understand not only that they create this reality, but that they create it from a position of absolute unconditional love. And they will have the capacity to bring that absolute unconditional love into their consciousness. And we have termed those particular generation as the peacemakers. And so you are in this incarnational period going through what you, based upon your belief in time and space, would classify as a very interesting time to exist. And your next incarnational period will even be more interesting from the concept of you being able to consciously influencing your reality, and not only to consciously influence your reality, but to understand that you created from a position of absolute unconditional love. You see, there's not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are the God that creates the reality that you experience. You are the God you search for. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. And the last item of absolute truth is that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You see, you can look at this particular incarnational period or your existence in this vibrational level, and if you wish to believe that there's some type of evolutionary process that you must go through in a spiritual journey, you can have that. Absolutely, it's not right or wrong. It's your choice. What do you believe? You can have that. If you believe that you're not in control, you can have that as well. You can have whatever it is, not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. But we absolutely guarantee you that at some point, you will understand who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. You're not put here as an experiment. You're not put here because you choose to grow. You're put here because you choose to be here, because you choose to desire to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you believe you're not in control. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. If you choose to believe you're not in control, you can have that, absolutely. It allows you to experience all types of interactions that intensify that intense range of emotions and feelings. This is why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. If you choose to believe that there's some type of enlightenment that's necessary, you can have that as well. If you choose to believe that you must progress through some type of spiritual journey, you can have that as well. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. But we absolutely guarantee you that this is a no-fail. This is a no-fail reality that you choose to exist in, and you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you experience in this reality is an illusion, and the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. It's an illusion. Now, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you. And if the rest of you would like to interact with us, we would suggest that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact, we would welcome that opportunity to interact or to share with the rest of you. You have but to express the intent. And so, until the next time that we have this opportunity to once again enter into and to share with the rest of you and your reality and your vibrational level, we would bid the rest of you farewell. With love and with peace.